May 17. Eager to help teachers. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha." And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 15. The Holy Spirit came into the schools of the prophets, bringing even the thoughts of the students into harmony with the will of God. There was a living connection between heaven and these schools, and the joy and thanksgiving of loving hearts found expression in songs of praise in which the angels joined. If teachers would open their hearts to receive the Spirit, they would be prepared to cooperate with it in working for their students, and when it is given free course, it will effect wonderful transformations. It will work in each heart, correcting selfishness, molding and refining the character, and bringing even the thoughts into captivity to Christ. Instead of being repressed and driven back, the Holy Spirit should be welcomed and its presence encouraged. When teachers sanctify themselves through obedience to the Word, the Holy Spirit will give them glimpses of heavenly things. When they seek God with humility and earnestness, the words which they have spoken in freezing accents will burn in their hearts. The truth will not then languish upon their tongues. The agency of the Spirit of God does not remove from us the necessity of exercising our faculties and talents, but teaches us how to use every power to the glory of God. The human faculties, when under the special direction of the grace of God, are capable of being used to the best purpose on earth. Ignorance does not increase the humility or spirituality of any professed follower of Christ. The truths of the divine word can best be appreciated by an intellectual Christian. Christ can best be glorified by those who serve him intelligently. The great object of education is to enable us to use the powers which God has given us in such a manner as to represent the religion of the Bible and promote the glory of God. North Pacific Union Gleaner, May 26, 1909.